Hey guys, I'm Lokesh sir, and this is Sai.
Hi guys, today we are going to talk about all the good and bads of these new spring animes. I mean, spring is all about romance animes. And what are the animes you watch?
Wait a minute, we are going to speak about the waifus.
Yeah, we do get a lot of waifus. I mean, that's what the most important thing in romance animes. So, what was the first anime you're going to talk
about?
Wait,
I think this season has a lot of school animes.
Yeah.
Shikimori-san, then Haren-san, Komi can't communicate.
Yeah, Kaguya-sama.
Yes.
Many
couple
of cuckoos.
Yes, yeah. Many school animes. Is this what happens every year?
Yeah, spring season is like where the schools in Japan are like starting to open. So that is the time where everyone like in the mood where now's the time to go to school. So okay. They were like also like spring is like the sakura tree, is it like the symbol of love or like something like that? So that's why we get a lot of romantic comedy shows, and most of the romantic comedy shows in animes are mostly in school based theories. So that's why we are seeing lots of school based animes in spring season.
Okay, now like let's talk about spring season animes first. Can we just talk about Shikimori-san?
Yeah, you can start on it.
Yes, you see the main lead, like Yu Izumi, is so damn lucky, you know.
Yeah,
like Shikimori-san is so confident, caring, kind and competitive person, and Izumi is like all the bad things happen to him.
Yeah,
you know, like if all the bad things happen, how the hell Shikimori-san fell into his trap?
Even like I was wondering about that. Yeah.
Like Shikimori-san is like in India, we don't have a girl like Shikimori-san. We can never imagine a girl like Shikimori-san. It's like a billion is to one ratio. So damn.
Yeah. It's actually pretty rare to find a girl like that, you know. I mean, yes. You can't find all the anime girls in real life, and Shikimori-san is like the, like how do I say it? It's like the pinnacle of the top of the mountain, you know, you can never reach that point. That's what Shikimori-san is. It's like she never existed in this world at all. Yeah.
Then, do you know that Shikimori-san does not like sweets?
What?
Yes. I think in an episode, see, maybe they are going to a trip and she refuses to eat sweet. Like, she hesitates, she eats sweets, but she hesitates and to eat the sweet.
Oh, yeah, where she does like the itchy thing where he licks her lips.
Yes.
I've seen like so many reels on that. That was amazing.
Okay. Like, Izumi is so, I said Izumi is lucky. It's not just because of Shikimori. There is a character, another character, female lead, I think. Called Kaguya.
Kamiya,
yes. Yeah. Even she fell into Izumi-san.
Yeah.
And I think Izumi got great parents, you know.
Yeah.
Like, they are so positive about their love. In India, we don't get parents to support our loves, you know.
Yeah, not even in your 20s, 30s, never in your life.
Yes, it's so controversy that people say, like, don't get involved in love at least at the age of 25, and they will show a girl so to get marriage. It's like basically it's an arranged marriage.
Yeah,
some people don't even get married at the age of 35 because they don't get a girl to get married, you know.
Yeah. That's really the state currently India is, you know. Even when we're in school, like, we never know like this kind of world existed outside India. And when we started to watch these series and these US television series and animes, we were like, what? Like, this is how the world works? Like, I mean, the current generation of India is actually changing. So, maybe in another 22, 30 or 40 years, you know?
Yes, but you know that not all the generation are like, we arrange marriages.
Yeah.
At least our 2K kids, we are like, okay, love is a progenitor in our life.
Yeah.
But the next generation of us, like 2K, 10 kids, they are loving at maybe 7 to 8 years, at the age of 8 years. Very worst behavior, you know. We never experienced the essence of the love or youth.
Yeah. That's it. We can't go back.
Hey, and another thing. In Japan, the age to get married is 16.
Yeah. I mean, India, there was a time that was also, in India also, it was the same, you know.
Yes, but it is now at the age of 21 for females and male, I think 24.
You guys are going to think like 21 is like really early, but in India, that's like, that's how the parents will be like, you know. When a girl like reaches 22, they will be like, that's it, next you're going to marry and get a guy, go and get settled in your life.
Yes.
That's how this country works, you know. So, yeah. We totally like went into a tangent. What about Shikamori-sa?
Okay, like I get jealous of Izumi particularly because of his parents.
I mean, like, we all get jealous of Izumi. Izumi is this generic isekai character where all he does is he shows kindness to everyone, irrelevant of who are they, you know.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm a human. I don't think I can be like him. I can never be like him. That's because of my screwed personality. But when I see Izumi, I'm like, is this even possible? So people exist like him. So, yeah. I mean, if he's that kindness, then people are definitely going to love him for that.
Yes. And about his father. Like,
yeah.
And wait, pass cut. About his mother, you know, she is... about his mother. She was wondering like how my son gets so much bad luck in his life. But actually her mom herself is a bad luck, you know. It's her father who supported her in every stage, I guess.
Yeah, it's actually reverse in Izumi's case, you know. Shikamori-san is the one supporting him.
Yes.
It's kinda wholesome to watch Shikamori-san.
Yes.
Even though it's like the most generic rom-com anime in spring season, but come on, it can't be hard to watch the
I think the scenes in the Shikamori-san is so much dramatic. Like, you know that Shikamori is so, like, not so close in while others are there, and suddenly she gets close to him, and that camera angle, you know. Camera just focuses on Shikamori-san face.
Yeah.
And that scene, I wonder, wow, kawaii.
That's like the most itchy type of scenes which you get in animes.
Bro, it's not itchy. Like, it
was the way she licked her lips.
That scene I can accept. But I'm not talking about that scene particularly.
That's the main, the main theme of the anime, like the anime is like Shikamori-san isn't just a cutie, you know. She can act like a guy sometimes, she can get fucking
during. Did you notice her in volleyball scene?
Yeah, I did notice her. She was like at the top of the form, you know, like when she like tied her hair, that was like now is the time. You're gonna not fall in love with her, that's it.
Yes, but apart from the anime, like, spring season has lot of cute girls in this.
Yeah, this spring season especially has a lot of animes.
Yes.
Spring.
Then I was like, which one is great? Like Shikamori-san, Komi-san. Like in first season of Komi-san, I was like, this is the girl.
Wait. How do you rate Shikamori-san?
Shikamori-san as a whole, I can rate 7.5 because of her cuteness.
Okay.
And her personality, like, and her friends and the family got, it was nice.
It was nice, okay.
Then you, what about you?
Me, I mean, I read Shikamori-san manga like last year, so I know how the story is gonna pan out. So for me, it's like the most generic anime, even though it's boring.
Boring.
Yeah, not if you're going to read 140 chapters of all the time, she's going to come and say, like, this is the pattern of Shikamori-san, you know. Start of the first page of the manga, Shikamori-san will come. Izumi will get in trouble. She saves him. That's it. The manga, the chapter's over. You can watch or read this, like, for what? At least for 50, 60 chapters. After a point, it felt like what? Like, you can, like, expect what is going to happen. Like, you know, there is nothing interesting, you know. I mean, that's what it's about romantic comedies, but when you compare animes like Oregairu, which has some real plot in it, this thing doesn't have any real plot.
Okay,
just this
then what do you, then will you compare this to Rent-A-Girlfriend?
First, Rent-A-Girlfriend is like the most shittiest anime I ever was, okay? Yeah, that's the truth. That guy, like...
This guy spoiled the whole story to me, you know? That,
what?
Yes.
Did I?
Yes. He told that he never gonna propose.
Yeah, he's gonna never propose. I mean...
Yes. That is the spoil, you know?
I mean,
we will be watching like, okay, this guy's gonna propose now. This Then this boy is come.
Yeah, and don't ask me about Rent a Girlfriend, guys. I'll be like totally out of my mind. That's like another story for another day. In that sense, Shikimori-sa doesn't have a story, but that doesn't mean I'm gonna hate it. It's good actually, you know. I can watch it. It's amazing to the sense where you don't need to overthink about the anime. In that sense, I also rated it for 7. It was good. Like a nice watch. We've never seen...
Yes.
We have seen a character like that, but never seen a girl character which was so assertive to a male character.
Yes.
So it was really fun to watch it.
I think it was like... They just shift the places, you know. The Shikimori-san is just a guy and Izumi is...
Yeah, that's what they were actually trying to do, you know. Yeah.
Okay. Then about the next anime... Let's talk about Spy X Family.
Spy X Family, here we come.
Yes.
The most popular anime in this whole year, I mean.
Even in manga, I think so.
Yeah.
Like, it sells.
The manga is like triple the sales of all the pre-existing manga, guys.
Yes.
When I like heard like Spy X Family is getting animated, I was like, come on, don't mess the animations. Please, don't mess the animations. That was my main thought, you know. Anya was so cute in manga, so I wanted like, at least the voice actor and the animation shouldn't be like this trashy isekai animes which we get. And then when I heard like which studios gonna take out, I was like, okay, they are in a good hands. Now they are gonna be like amazing animation. And then the anime come, Anya is like the voice actor of Anya. What do you think of her? She's
like
so cute.
Yes. Like that one scene in the whole series was like walk.
Yeah.
that role the every other animes and mangas.
Yeah.
Then Anya enter into the manga world.
That's like so cute. Also,
manga means Gojo.
Yeah, also there was this old like saying Itadori is like Anya's brother. That was also really good to compare these two.
Yes.
This is the Spy X Family is totally a different type of story which we have never seen or like read. So what I love most about Spy X Family is when we are getting this generic shonen animes and mangas, you know, like the Demon Slayer, Jujutsu Kaisen, where we all get is like most of the plots in Demon Slayer, these animes, we've already seen it. So it's not nothing new or we're experiencing something new. But in Spy X Family, it's a totally different scenario.
Yes,
like,
it was so much refreshing.
We've never seen an anime where a spy, okay, a 28-year spy called Lloyd, and he is like going into a Western region to act as a father to a family. And here comes this Esper girl, Anya. She can read minds. That in itself is crazy. And then we get like a MILF. Like say, how many years have you been like we saw a nice and amazing MILF character, you know? And she is an assassin. A secret assassin. That was like, okay, I'm into the plot. That was the first impression of me, you know, when I...
Actually, for me,
yeah,
it was the Anya, you know.
Okay.
As soon as I know that Anya could read the other people's mind, I was like, okay, it's gonna be really good.
Yeah.
It's very rare in anime that people will read other people's mind.
Yeah, actually.
Maybe in Hollywood, it's common, you know.
Mm.
Like in X-Men, that he goes into other people and...
Yeah, so Spy X Family is like a go-to anime for you guys to watch. If you haven't watched Spy X Family, it's the right time to watch, you know. Season 2 is also going to come. I mean, is Season 2 or Season 1 Part 2? I don't know. But another 13 or 12 episodes is going to come. You're going to enjoy it. Like, you would have never heard this kind of story in your life. And it's just wholesome and cute, you know. The three of them come together, live as a family for the first time. And how they try to cheat each other. It's like, I've never watched an anime like that.
Yes.
It's amazing.
I think that Anya is the selling point of this anime.
Yeah, Anya is the main selling point. Also, people think that if you like loud Anya, it's like Lolicon. I mean, nah, I don't think so, bro. Like, Anya is like what, like 6 or 7 years old?
Yes.
Yeah. If you, like, when you say like you have your aunt's daughter, like, yeah, you feel like she's cute, right? That doesn't mean you're gonna love her, or you're gonna hit on her. Like, she's a kid. You all know that. Okay, and it's the same sense when people love Anya, it's like how you love your aunt's kid. You don't like fucking love her, okay? It's like, yeah, she's so cute and fluffy, like a little cute animal, you know? That's how we feel, like a teddy bear. That's how we say, and the way she acts, like, she like tries to read her father's mind and then she acts according to her, you know?
According to her.
Most childish way she acts. There are animes where these kids act like a 20-year-old or 30-year-old, yes. You know, but Anya doesn't act like this. She acts like how
I think I
act.
Saw an anime like in reels, you know, that
yeah,
a kid used to speak at the first.
yeah, it's an anime.
I don't know what is the anime.
Even in Mushoku Tensei, the kid actually speaks. Okay. Yeah, I mean, so in that sense, like the characters are like relevant, you know, it's not this already existing preschool set or no. It's in a different set where a pretty good working guy and a working woman who secretly acts like an spy and assassin and an esper girl. What else do we need to watch into? Come on, just go and watch it, guys.
Yes. And what's your rating on it?
Spy X Family is for me a 10.
Yes. Yeah. For me, it's 9.5 maybe.
9.5, I don't fucking care. Like, for me, it's like the best. Spy X Family manga, when I read it, I completed in 3 days, guys. And like, that manga, like, how do I say it? That was like the best 3 days of my entire life. I can vouch for that, you know. I like literally laughed. My mom were like coming and checking. Is this guy like gone out of his mind? What is this guy even doing in his room? I was like, no, I'm just reading manga. So they were like giving the creepy look. How can this guy laugh at this childish drawings? I'm like, you don't know that, huh? This is just cute. Anya is just cute. You don't know, guys. Anya will do some amazing reactions in manga in the upcoming series, you know. You can watch the...
Wait, don't spoil it, please.
Bro, I'm not going to spoil. How can you get spoiled? Literally, even in the manga, they didn't get started in the story at all. So there is no way for me to spoil it. Okay? The manga, till now, all they do is get some fun, you know, doing some funny things. Anya always, you know, going to school and like bullying Diamond. I mean, Diamond trying to bully Anya. But mostly Anya's giving it, look, you know, that's what she does. Diamond's getting irritated about it. So for me, it's a 10 out of 10.
Okay. Before moving to next anime, I think we should give 2 minutes silence for Boruto anime.
Why would you? I mean, it's still going, so we can say it's still in spring season.
I think I saw something real because
wait,
I stopped watching.
Wait.
I will just a few things. I think I saw like in real because I just stopped watching Boruto anime.
Mm.
You know, like the people Boruto and maybe Naruto and some of the people will be running and it is so funny, you know, like their background is just changing. In the old movies, you know that the car will be stable and the background will be scrolling.
Yeah.
So same as so same that.
The animation is trash actually.
Yes.
Yeah. When I saw Naruto in Baryan mode or something like that, I was like, this doesn't look like a good animation at all. I was like, no. And then we both started reading manga and it's actually okay. It's okay.
Yes.
The manga is when we see the animation and we switch to the manga, you guys will be like really glad to read the manga.
Yes.
You'll think even like the manga is good sometimes.
I think even the manga should be frequent, you know.
Yeah,
like it takes a month to release a chapter.
Yeah, that's actually slow for manga.
Yes.
I don't know what that author thinks. So what are the next animes?
Wait a minute. I will just... Okay, Aharen-san. What do you think about Aharen-san?
Aharen-san... To me, Aharen-san is a boring anime. I mean, I enjoyed it. Okay, first I need to be clear with it. I am a sucker for romantic comedy animes. I watched more than 60. When I yesterday counted like how many romantic animes I was, it was more than 60. Which means that how trashy it is, it doesn't care for me. I love it. Okay, so don't count my opinion in it.
Okay.
So for me, like every romantic anime is good. except Scumwish, so I'm not going to talk about it. And okay. Haran-san, so what was your opinion on that?
It was less copycat of Omi-san, you know.
Okay.
Like, they
yeah, they both won't talk at all.
Wait a minute. I think Komi-san is... Okay. I think Haran-san is just a copycat of Komi-san. You know, that... the only difference is, I think, Komi can't communicate and Haran-san can communicate, but in a very feeble voice, you know.
Yeah.
And even that male main character, the Raido and Todoro, I think so. Toraki, what is his name?
He's an average guy. Like, who remembers the average guy name? They even introduce him as the average guy, you know.
Yeah, so
what was his name? Like, Najimi, and that guy's name is?
Todoroki.
No, Todoroki is from My Hero Academy, dude.
Okay.
Tadano.
Tadano, yes.
Okay.
There is just a small difference between them. Like, you know, that Raido is just usually overthinks, I think. Like, even a small scenario, Raido just exaggerate. Like,
yeah, he really overthinks.
Yes, that was kind of
to a point where it's irritating to me.
Yes, it is really.
Why can't you think like a human being?
Yes.
Don't overthink everything, Aratsu. Just see her size. She can't become a samurai or like this pilot. No, she can't become an alien demon. No.
Even that final episode after they convince their love.
Yeah.
The Haran-san will be like watering the plants. And within that few seconds, Raido will be thinking, okay, Haran-san is just a spy or what?
You know what, I think like, do you feel like the characters in the other animes were like too mature? Like, when you were in 15 or 16, did you think like them? The like other anime character act like mature.
I don't think so.
We've never thought like this. In the sense, like Aransa character, but Aransa is like too extreme, you know. The Raido overthinking is like the most most idiotic thing I've ever seen. But
yes,
that's how high schoolers work, you know. High schoolers can't be mature, and that's how Haran-san is. So I don't think ever.
Raido looks like mature, you know.
Yeah, he just
a guy like 6 feet tall. He is so muscular,
mature, but he's actually the clueless guy you see in animes.
Yes.
Also, I don't think he's actually a copycat because Wait.
You know, it's like Mizuki Oriso. Mizuki Oriso, you know that girl.
Who is that? Oshiro-san.
Yes, she is fond of like Komi.
Huh?
She will be always behind like Komi.
That girl. That Yuri girl.
Yeah.
Gay girl.
No. Not Najimi. Like. Wait, guys.
Girl who tried to like see her panties and all.
Yes. Yeah.
That is a gay girl.
She is gay.
I mean, she loves Komi-san. To prove the point.
Okay. She is same as Ren Yami, you know. The Ren Yami, like, she will be peeping in somewhere,
that
hiding.
That is Oshiro-san. Yeah.
I'm talking about...
Yeah,
yes.
Like that fluffy, roundy girl. Yeah, that is Oshiro-san. So, you think they're both similar?
Yes. See, they both are stalking.
She doesn't love her.
Bro.
She doesn't love her. She is a friend of her. She's like afraid whether she can be between these two. If Raido isn't there.
In childhood, did you see that childhood scene where
they both were in
the Haran-san will slap her.
Yeah.
I thought that she was in love with her from that
No. She is in love. That is like, how do I say it? Like, she never had a friend. Haran-san is like the first friend, so she is like, how do I say it?
Conserving.
There are like different kind of blushing happens, and that is the kind of blushing where someone shows interest in you after a long time and she felt really emotional. That kind of blushing.
Okay. So thank you for clearing.
Yeah, that was similar. So in that sense, all they
like, but the context was
both the same, you know, because the manga started at the same time.
Okay.
So there won't be any possibility. Like,
whether the author is same.
No. I heard some manga, like, I hate it actually. You know, like, you can watch the first season, okay? That's good actually. The first season of Aaron Sana is good. But in the manga, like, all that happens is in every chapter, this guy goes and overthinks things and they resolve at the end. Is it really interesting to watch an 120 chapter of the same thing?
It will be irritating, I guess.
Yeah. In the last five chapters, I didn't even care to read it. I like, whatever, man, whatever going to happen, you know? I mean, they actually got confessed. He confessed to her, so now they're dating. But the relationship hasn't gone to the next stage, you know? It's been.
What do you mean, next stage?
What do you expect?
What do you expect? I'm asking you.
Like, all high schoolers do, not in India actually, in other countries. What do you expect? Like, at least kissing, bro, you know?
Like, you know, you studied SRM University. Then you say, not
SRM
in India.
University. But the thing is, we were like only like these three idiotic guys who were sitting in the canteen, you know?
Yes. Yeah. You see, he's from SRM University, which is located in Kanchipuram, I think so.
No one gonna know that.
I am just for you Japan guys and some North Indian fans.
Yeah.
So here that all the North Indians who parents does not care of their children or who children does not care about parents.
Yeah.
Will be mating in the college.
That's like the most. Yeah.
And he is the Tamil guy. You will be seeing. When this is going to happen to us?
No, I mean, like, to me, those kind of things, like, you kind of, like, fell in love with them, and then, you know, and I'm not interested in those kids. That's, like, first I need to get my life sorted out. That's the main thing. Guys.
But you was in college, you know. That time, you probably should not care about the future.
Yeah, I'm like the guy who overthinks all the things and now I don't
know. Yes, Rido. He's Rido of real life.
Yeah, Rido, like,
yeah. Rido thinks about the Ahar and Sun and he thinks about like his life.
That's it.
Okay, then no.
So how are you going to rate Ahar and Sun?
Wait, before, wait a minute.
So you still have something to
yes,
talk about?
Yes, yes, yes. About Miss Toburo, that Ahar and Sun teacher. Yeah. Yes. Why the hell she is very fond of that couple, you know? See, her nose bleeds. I like, what? She is maybe like 24, 25. Yeah. Then why she is nose bleeding just because of seeing a couple?
It's spring season, so all the romance animes. You shouldn't care about those guys. You started anime knowing this type of it's going to happen, okay?
No,
I am so into culture, like I didn't even notice before you pointed out. I was like, yeah, it's normal in anime. It's normal anime. So I'm at this point. So I'm like, whatever, I've seen more shits like this, so I don't care about that.
It's like, it's so weird for me, like teacher is nose bleeding for seeing a couple, no?
That's like the funny element.
Without like, see,
that,
she is getting orgasm.
More boring. Yeah. I'm like thinking myself, how did I not notice it? Or like, I got into anime and I don't know. At this point, I'm like, I don't care. That's it.
Okay, then my rating will be like, maybe 5.5 or 6.2 higher and so on. What about you?
I'm the normal 7. It was good. For me, whatever romantic animation is, so I'm going to say 7.7. If it's amazing, I'll at least give some 8.9.
There is no, there is no need to satisfy the higher and some fans, you know.
Yeah.
You can give 5 or 4.
Fans?
I don't know. I think maybe that first time watchers.
I've read Iron Sam manga before the anime even like unknown. So if I'm still reading the manga, which means I kinda into the manga.
Okay.
If not, I would have like dropped in 20 or 30 chapters. I wouldn't have got into the trouble of reading 120 chapters. Now I'm currently at the point of dropping it, you know. Something like really, I don't know. Whoever, bro, I mean, who knows, even the manga could end, you know. Yeah, there is nothing really.
There is no story, you say.
Yeah, there is no. If they develop the character development, it will be, again, I can get into the manga.
Okay.
So it's a 7, good anime. You can watch it.
Okay, next anime is about.
Next.
Let's hear from you.
To me. Next is Tomodachi Game. So,
okay.
That's a game. Have you heard of that?
actually, I have seen in the banner, you know,
Hmm.
like I use
Don't
GoGo
say, don't say our company secret, bro.
anime for so in
Say it
that
like, say cut, let's cut it and say it like, have you watched in Crunchyroll?
so like in that I watched in banner and it was like maybe a Squid Game
Yeah, it did
ripoff.
mostly look like, first when I like thought the poster itself looked like a Squid Game ripoff, you know. And then the story started off like these five friends, and they are going like go to a trip in the school, and the trip money is now stolen. So these guys in a weird organization, you know, they are like testing these five members. So one of these among these five guys, someone has stolen the money. So that's the plot. So when you think about it, it's really interesting, you know. But then when I get into the anime, it was like the first anime was actually boring. It was literally boring to the point where I was like, I like literally doubted myself. How this is happening? How is this happening? These guys are like what, maybe 16 to 17 years old. This story doesn't, I mean, like what would have happened if they like set it in the whole story in an office, you know? That would be more realistic if they've been like 23 years and office guys working in a job. So that was the main point. Like I dropped the anime, but I'm still gonna watch it. So the plot is really amazing, guys. And then like there is this MC, you know, that guy, like how do I say it, he's like Eren Yeager. He will destroy everything in his way to get the truth out of the other guys. That's the way he works, you know. He betrays every other thing. I'm not gonna spoil into you guys.
Even the
So
spray, Squid Game has a guy like that, you know.
yeah,
Did you watch the
I
Squid
haven't
Game?
watched Squid Game. I don't have time for that.
Why?
It's been long because I watched a lot of animes. You asking why when you were asking to a guy who was like 500 to 600 animes, you would have known he doesn't have other job.
Even though it's very popular, you know. Don't
Yeah.
you watch popular series?
I mean, like if everyone's watching, that doesn't mean I need to watch it, you know. That's the sense. If I kind of get into it, I was Mr. Beast version of Squid Game. To me, that's problem. If someone's gonna talk about Squid Game like behind me, I'm like, yeah, I was a Mr. Beast version. It was like about 20 minutes, and I got what is Squid Game or what are they doing in the series. For me, that's enough. Why should I waste my time watching? Like, how much episode does it have?
I don't know really.
So yeah, like
Bro,
if you for.
if it did, it
It's a
was
forgettable
a
series or a good series?
no, it's a good series. I think
But you
Squid Game.
forget
No,
it.
I never forget such a good series, you
Then
know.
how come you don't know the number of
No, number
episodes?
of episodes is differs,
At
you
least you can
know.
guess, you know, whether it's 13 or 24.
It's not anime like in particular season you will definitely get 12 or 24
Yeah,
episodes.
that's how most of the series works.
Yes. But in like in English series, you know
English series,
that
mostly there is a pattern where like The Flash, Supergirl will be 24 episode pattern, Game of Thrones will be 10 episode pattern, Breaking
no,
Bad will be 13 episode. There is a pattern,
yes,
there is a pattern even in English series.
that pattern is not like in animes. In every anime, every spring season anime, you in every anime you get like 12 episode. But it depends on the series, like
I'm
you
asking you.
like. No, if a particular anime series is getting to launch, like if a episode is one hour length, then it will get around 6 to 8
Yeah,
episodes, you know.
yeah.
So it's very
How much
difficult.
long was Squid Game's episodes?
What?
How long was the Squid Game episodes?
I guess it was 1 hour.
1 hour. Then I totally watched on. Did not do. I would have totally not watched it, guys.
I
One
guess it's
hour.
1 hour or 45 minutes, I think so.
Okay, 45 minutes. Okay, 45 minutes. Then it might be a 12 or 13 episode series.
12 episodes, I don't think it has.
Okay, we can talk about anime. So this anime is basically a rip-off of Squid Game, you know. There are this particular task where they find out who is the culprit who did this. So Squid Game also where they, but Squid Game is like they're competing against for a prize money, right?
Yes.
But this is not, they aren't competing against the prize money. They are like figuring out like who is the one stole the money. So they get like different tasks which is like revealing the guy, and there are like certain conditions. Yeah, so I would rate that as a good anime. So 7 or 8. 8? No, 7. 7 is, it's a good anime. You can watch, if you...
You can compare Agarin-san with this game.
Yeah, I'm a shitty rom-com lover. So for me, like, they are both the same. Whatever rom-com anime say, I've never rated below 7, guys. Every rom-com is a gem for me, other than Scum Swish. Scum Swish is a scum. 1. I rated 1 for that. That was how depressed I was when I read this. When okay.
Okay, let's move on to Komi-san.
Komi-san.
Yeah. I think the first season was great.
First season was great.
Yes. What do you think about it? First season.
Okay, like... Komi-san... Like, do you ask me, right? Like, I want to align with the fans. Like, the fans. If you had said it, like, for me, Komi-san is like a regular rom-com anime without a goal.
Okay.
That's what for me Komi-san
actually, it has a goal, you know.
What is the goal?
Making friends.
Huh?
Yes.
Making 100 friends.
Yes, that is the goal.
As a manga reader, 360 chapters came. She doesn't even have more than 20 friends. So what? Like, is this going to overtake One Piece? And like, she...
Yes, I don't know about the manga.
Yeah, that's the main problem with Komi-san. Okay.
I thought it was like to make friends.
Yeah, you guys think Komi-san will get a devil. Even in my anime list, there is no romance tag for Komi-san. You can't even say it's a rom-com anime when there is no romance tag, you know. That guy literally took like 300 chapters to propose. Even Rent a Girlfriend is better, you know.
You say that Rent a Girlfriend is better. Why?
I mean, in proposing, you know, that guy actually proposed between 300 chapters.
Oh, then he proposed to the girl.
Yeah, but it's so, like he proposed to her. She didn't hear that same shit, you know. The manga author, I don't get enough money, you know. So I'm going to write like another 100 chapters where she doesn't hear, or like she's like, I need to still figure out my feelings. I was like, whatever, mother.
I guess he gets paid around $4,000 for a chapter.
Yeah, there was this video I saw, $2,000 for.
Okay.
But, so in that sense, Komi-san, like you say, like you read a manga and it took like 300 chapters, which means like at least 4 to 5 seasons. So will you watch a rom-com anime where a romance development's taking 5 seasons and you still enjoy it, or you feel like it will be boring? But Komi-san has a different types of characters, right? So in that sense, it's not boring. It's actually good.
Okay. I need to talk about the Nejimi. Do you think he is a boy or girl?
I mean, as a manga reader, I don't know. But first I was like really wondering, you know, like guy sitting on her was okay. And then she was like going into a change room and she went into the guy's change room. I was like, huh? Why is she going to a guy's change room? That's what my thought was.
Actually, I browsed about it and it said that in childhood, she was a boy.
Okay.
After coming into high school, she her behavior changed into a girl, like transgender.
Okay, okay.
So, actually, for changing dress, she have to go to the men's room, you know.
Yeah, that's what. Okay. I mean... for me, you actually searched in the net. For me, it looked like I didn't even like think about it till like 200 chapters. And then it is, wait, this guy, how is this girl going into men's room for changing? And they also goes to the trip with
Taruma. Girls and sleeping with girls, you know. Nejimi slept with girls.
Yeah, I mean, she's not this harm. She's like this harmless character. To the point I sometimes wonder, like, everyone in the city is friend of Nejimi. When you compare it to Komi-san, it's like 360 chapters and she's still writing like 25th friend. So
but that is the selling point of Komi-san, you know. That.
Yeah.
And I think this second season was like, the drawings was not that much great.
You think so? Loved it. I love the animation, you know. Love that like chibi version of Komi.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
He's not a true anime fan.
No, in first season, Komi was so much cute, you know.
Okay.
Like,
I
have high expectation of season 1. Because of season 1, I thought the season 2 will be the same. It will follow the same pattern, like showing the Komi with so much.
Like cute Komi scenes. Okay.
Then,
I mean, even I wondered, you know, you mostly watch ecchi rom-com animes. And then you watch Shikimori Sama, Haran Sama, which I did not actually expect at all. Like, those are the animes that were like, there is no big boobs. No, not much.
Yes.
Like, actually, Haran Sama doesn't even have ecchi scenes at all. And Shikimori Sama will have some ecchi scenes, but not mainly focuses on. And they don't even have a serious plot.
Yes. Why? I watch because of, like, it was cute.
Cute.
Yes.
Okay.
And
so, do you think Haran Sama is cute?
No, I didn't watch Haran Sama because of cute.
Okay, the
I had time at that time, you know.
Okay.
I was at the final year of my teaching life. And I gave a letter that I'm going to internship, and it is a false letter, by the way. I just informed the college I was going to internship, and I was sitting in my room. So there was nothing much to do. So, like, there was a lot of recommendation to me to watch Haran-san. So I say, okay, let's give it a try to watch
Haran-san. Because for Komi-san, I was like, okay, she's cute and she has like big racks, so he's going to watch it. But for the other two animes, I was like, why is this guy watching this? Is there something has gone wrong in this way?
You know, okay. Then the episodes of Komi-san was really nice. Then, like, even that when Todoro, I guess his name is
Tadano,
yes. Tadano will get fever and Komi will.
Yeah.
Komi will take care of
Tadano.
So, yeah,
Tadano. That's it. Like, for you, those scenes are like new. You're experiencing it new.
Yes.
For me, after watching 60 rom-com animes, you would have expected like at least 50 rom-com animes have this exact same scene, exact same scenario. So, for me, it's like, again, this is going to happen. So.
Then, what about that scene where in, I think, February 14th, Valentine's Day?
Like, she gives chocolate.
Yes.
I like mastered how to be. If I was born a girl, I would be like the master of Valentine's Day, you know. After watching 60 rom-coms, you should expect this from me. I looked like how the different scenarios, how to tackle the guys and give chocolate. So Komi-san is one of the same pattern of the. It follows the same pattern. So it's not nothing new where the girl like tried to give chocolate other than him to everyone else, and then she gives to him the last.
I think
the minute.
Cute part was that his sister, you know. See,
yeah,
he's pointing out.
Funny. You don't know, like, you should just wait for, you know, in the upcoming seasons, her sister will be, like, really funny. So I say Komi-san is, like, typical anime, but I enjoyed reading the manga and the anime, you know, because even though an anime copies all these scenes, it doesn't matter for me, you know. You can't copy like the same exact scenarios of the previously aired animes. So to me, there are guys who actually hate when an anime copies this cliche scenes from the previous aired anime.
Even I think.
So
I,
you also hate those.
Wait. I'm talking about the character. Like, Anya was copied from some other anime, I guess. Like, only the color was different.
No, that was actually a different drawing someone did, not an anime.
Okay.
So it was like a fan drawing someone did.
Okay.
Yeah, so people actually hate when some animes like copy these cliche scenes. For me, if you're copying it, just do it in a better way than how it's already done, you know. In that sense, to me, Komi-san is good. It's actually good. I can watch it once, but I could never watch
it
twice.
Like, season 2 was too soon.
Too soon.
Yes.
You see?
Because one, it in spring season there is a lot of school animes, think it took only 3 to 6 months difference.
Yeah, what I think is because the manga is like more than 20 to 25 volumes, so they don't have nothing to wait, you know. They have all these chapters which they have to, and Komi-san is the main part. They don't skip even a single chapter, guys. That's the main part. I'm wondering, like, if they aren't going to skip a single chapter. First, when I hear like Komi-san is going to get added in anime, I was like, okay, it's going to be Horimiya, you know, like skip all the unimportant chapters and make it as a like 3-season series. So that's what I thought. But then these guys are like adapting every chapter. It's good, actually, you know, in that sense, you guys are experiencing all the good scenes, but all these boring manga panels, which you are yet to see. After some point, it will be so saturated. It's like literally boring. Like, see, after 300 chapters, she still can't able to speak a single word to others.
No,
don't see, that won't irritate you.
No, actually, she's speaking much better than season one.
Like,
yes.
That one time she spoke to Tadano.
Yes, it was an improvement.
That was also whispering, not speaking.
That is an improvement.
But nowadays, actually, Komisa Mang is actually funny, guys. She speaks now in every two chapters. Not like whispering, speaks like to her friends, not to Tadano. To the girlfriends, you know. They ask him over, have you kissed Tadano? And she'll be like, wow, that rattler. That, you know.
Yeah,
it's really
that
cute.
Be nice.
That's why I'm like, even though they are copying all the scenes from other animes, as I said, I love rom-com. So to me, even though if you're going to copy, I'm going to love it.
Then second reason, it is so soon because like not only the duration was short, but like there is too many good characters, you know.
Yeah.
Like Shikimori-san. And
yeah.
I don't think Aharon is so cute. Like she is small.
I love chibi characters. Even in manga, there will be in the ending panels always there will be this chibi version of this character. You know, even for Kitagawa-san, have you seen the chibi version of her, like a roundy, puffy version where she uses that tongue? She will like let out of her tongue. So I will show that reel afterward. You will really love it. So, in that sense, to me, like I don't care. It's cute.
Yes.
So, what is your rating of Komi-san?
I would give around 8.3.
8.3, yeah. Even for me, it's 8. It's one step above the Saharan-san, Shikimori-san, because the animation quality is different.
Yes.
Even though the story is literally never possible in real life. somehow I kind of got into it and loved it. He literally gave 8.3 because of Komi-san's mother, guys. Yeah.
He's lying you. No.
Yeah, that's the real reason.
No, Komi-san's mother is not shown as much as Komi.
In manga, she's shown really, you know. In manga, both of these... I mean, if manga is shown, it's probably going to be animated pretty soon. Did they announce season 3?
No, I don't think so.
Because last time, season 1, in the end, they announced season 3.
Yes, season 2.
Yeah, this time I didn't watch the last episode till because I reading the manga, so I was like, why should I bother watching the anime? The manga is actually good.
Okay. Like, what is the next anime you're going to talk about?
Next anime. Okay. This anime, guys, Paripi Kome. Wait, did I spell the name correct?
Paripi?
Yeah, Paripi Kome. So, what is this weird name I'm giving, right? It's actually the most... lost anime of the spring season. When you like stack up all the good animes, you'll be like Shikimori-san, Haran-san, Kaguya-sama, Komi-san, you'll be seeing all these cute animes, and then at the end there will be like Paripi Kome. To me, that should have been the top anime of this season after Spy X Family. That's like, how do I say it,
if that's that much good?
Yeah, it's actually amazing to the point where Do you watch idol animes where they sing and do those stages?
Yes, I do watch, because so, I am watching that heroine.
Yeah, heroine. So, will you skip those parts or like you...
No, I will listen to that music, you know.
Is it good or like is it bad?
In Arimo...
Is it mid or good, bad?
It is fine, you know.
Yeah, you're saying it's fine, right? In this year, the songs will be like so good, you'll be like, what? Justin Bieber and Shawn Mendes came now? Lady Gaga is here? And I was like, amazing. She sings like, she has this cute voice. I don't know how should I say this. So the story is about, there is a tactician, you know, in ancient times. So he lived like 3,000, 4,000 years ago. And that guy is a tactician, war tactician. So all his job was to, even in like in pinch situation where they can never win against this war, he will try or like make it happen to win. And he, like, how do I say? He was, like, at the stage of dying, okay, because of all these diseases. So, it was the age of dying. And then he suddenly teleported or, like, how do they say when we, like, reverses the guy into our world in 2020. So, in that sense itself, it's, like, how do I say, an ancient tactician who doesn't know how smartphone works, how the internet works. He literally knows nothing about the current world. And when he comes into this world, he saw, like, this girl sings in a pub, in a lonely pub where no one even cares about her. And she actually wants to be a best singer. So she wants to do a stage in Barcelona. So that's a goal. because she was when she was trying to suicide in her life, she was saved by another singer. So she was so into singing, she started, a bar owner took her and he gave her a job, and now her job is to sing. So this tactician saw her and this tactician filled in her voice. So he was like, I've never seen a voice so charming and so empowering. So he was like, now is my chance to help her. And then they meet her in a weird way. So after that meeting, I don't want to spoil, I mean, there's nothing to spoil in this anime. So when these, now he, this tactician is going to become the manager of this girl. And then he will be like, use some crazy ideas, guys. Like, she has been singing for a whole year. And she would be like just singing in the same pub for whatever reason. She won't improve, even though her voice is so good. She won't get popular. Like some 20 guys watches her stream on Instagram. And then he uses his amazing tactics. Now she's at the stage where she can even sing in Barcelona to the stage. That's the stage she wins into.
So it's like 12 episodes, sir.
Yeah, it's just 12 episodes. They don't waste on anything, you know. And the main point of this is, the songs, whenever I watch an idol anime, the songs are literally boring, guys. I'm going to come and say it. It's boring, or like the animation will change into 3D version. Yeah, it will be like, sorry, it will go anime. And then it changes to 3D. Hey, don't add game clips inside the anime. I'll be like, that's the main point. I skipped the, but this will be staying in the anime version itself. So that's also one of the reasons, instead of skipping, I will give it a chance, you know, I'll listen. And the voice is like so good. Although the anime will be also like realistic sometimes, even though there are some times which won't happen in real life. But somehow it led into me the anime where I waited for every episode in every week, you know. I was like, okay, what's going to happen in next season? Chill out, next episode. It's really get into me the anime. So in that sense, no one actually talks about Paripikome. So
even I didn't know.
Yeah, you didn't. Yeah. I don't know why people haven't like discovered this anime. So it's like one of the good animes, guys. You need to definitely watch it. If you love like singing, even if you don't love singing, it's like it's kind of reverse isekai. Like, see, this guy comes from 3,000, 4,000 years ago. So he needs to get adapted into it. So that's really funny, you know, watch how it's like seeing the first time phone, how internet works. It's like, so it's really new.
Actually, the scene was already in Doraemon, you know.
Huh? Yeah.
Episode like in Doraemon. Yes.
Doraemon is actually an anime.
Yes. Yeah, it is a very, really good anime, you know. My childhood.
I watched it.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So what about next?
Since you talked about Paripi, I like
Kome.
Yes. I can just give a just a brief of Urine Tomorrow. Like what is that?
I don't know. I Japanese name was Heroine Wa, and then I don't remember.
Yes, it's a story like a girl from a village will come to a town, like city, and she will find herself a job, and her dream is to run in a race track, maybe in Olympics, I guess.
She's just love to run. That doesn't mean she's going to become an Olympic runner.
No, I'm just saying, you know. Then the job is like managing
an idol group.
Yes.
Called Lip Lip.
Yes. Like, it's a very like good anime, you know. Like, it's not so great and also dull. It's in between that. It's a
mid anime.
Yes.
Mid, you can watch it. But I don't know if you can continuously watch it. Weekly, it can be doable.
In first season was good. But yeah. I think in second season, there should be a lot of changes. Like, see, Lip is just like very big, famous band. So this girl is like from training and manager, is just promoted to a manager.
Yeah.
So she must be paid a lot of money, you know.
Nah.
She should be paid.
Idol managers aren't paid that good. You don't know about the idol industry at all. No.
Because I thought like just because there is four four of
I
them.
I mean, she is not like, the main manager, you know.
They yes,
the
main
head. She is the manager who, how do I say it? She her job is to, what is like, the word? Like, there is a word.
Govern,
like monitor.
Monitor
those
monitor
two guys.
Is,
yeah. Monitor these two idle guys. That's a job. It's not like she's the whole manager of this brand Lipex Lip. Sorry, Lip Lipex.
Not Lip Lipex.
Lip Lipex. Lip. No, Lipex
Lip.
Lipex Lip, okay. Okay,
yes.
Whatever.
In Japanese, they will say Lip Lip.
Lip Lip. That's actually pretty nice to hear.
Yes, in Japanese, every word
everything is cute.
So, I think it can have rating like 7.5. No.
7.5. Yeah, even for me, like, the anime started really good, you know. It was a different plot where the girl comes from country, she loves to run, so that was and then she doesn't have enough money to cope up living alone in Tokyo, and then she goes and does this crazy job. I don't think any high schooler would accept this job, you know.
Actually, no one will give a job to
yeah
high schooler.
No one will give a job as a manager in training, also for a popular idol group. So yeah, the story wasn't like, they never thought it's gonna be a believable story. In that sense, I actually enjoyed it. Like, the story was different. No, I've never seen an idol anime where an high school girl and these guys in the same classroom,
yes,
and the funny moments in the classroom. So it was good. So
and
Tomi,
her voice was so good, you know.
Yeah, her Japanese voice was really cute. For some reason, that it sounds really cute. So for me, it's like 7. It's good. It's a good anime. First, I thought it was going to be a rom-com anime. That's how I went into it. And then it was totally, mostly focusing on idol.
Yes.
And then
it has really nice base to it.
Yeah, that's how I got. Even though it wasn't a rom-com, I still wanted to complete the anime.
So, coming to the end of the video, let's talk about the waifu. It's...
How are
these guys to? Are... The editor is showing like big boobs, you know.
I mean, that's what we always expect from ecchi animes.
Okay, let's talk about waifu. Like, from among these animes, there is still a lot of animes we need to talk about.
Yeah.
Apart from them, in this video, who would you choose as a waifu?
In this video, to me, it is Komi-san's mom. Shikimori-san's mom.
This guy said me as milk lover, you know.
Najimi?
Najimi is a transgender.
Yeah. I don't think, I mean, what, you won't love transgender?
No, like,
to me,
they won't love us.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the major
so,
problem.
What? What are they? This girl, Paripi Komi, she's actually cute, you know.
Okay.
Her voice is cute, so she's like the perfect girl for me. Voice is cute, she's loving, caring, and yeah. Her character is like really good. That's what most important thing. So, for you, who is the best
for me, like, from Shikimori-san, like,
okay.
Shikimori-san, in future Shikimori-san, maybe.
Future Shikimori-san.
Because in
future. She wants a
you
development of
me.
Shikimori-san. For now, Shikimori's body development isn't enough for him. Okay, guys, we can see you in the next video, in the next week, you know, part 2 of the same version.